Good morning. This is Les Harnes of the Adams County Historical Society welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. The story of the Regional Center. The pioneer settlers of Nebraska left behind them the advantages and the comfort of an older civilization, but they could not escape the ills that afflict humanity. As early as 1865, it was obvious that provision had to be made for the mentally ill in the territory of Nebraska. The legislature authorized the governor to make arrangements with the state of Iowa by which they could receive and care for the mentally ill at the expense of the Nebraska territory. Under the agreement, 50 patients were being sent at various times to a hospital in Mount Pleasant, Iowa. 4 years later, soon after Nebraska became a state, the governor, the secretary of state, the auditor of public accounts, were appointed as a head of a commission to locate a site for a state lunatic asylum near the city of Lincoln. The building at Lincoln was completed, and the first patient was admitted on November 26th of 1870. In 1885, the Norfolk Hospital for the Insane was established by the act of the legislature. It was located on a tract of land containing 320 acres. With the population of the state increasing, the need for another hospital became evident. And so in 1887, the legislature appropriated $75,000 for a state asylum for the incurably insane to be located at Hastings, Nebraska, if the city would donate 160 acres of land for institutional purposes. The citizens of Hastings purchased 160 acres of land 1 mile west of the city limits. With subsequent appropriation, the land area was increased to 630 acres, less rights of the way of Missouri Pacific and the Burlington Railroad. Since the first building was erected, the Hastings Regional Center has served many purposes for the state of Nebraska and the Hastings community. The center came into existence due to the need to reduce the number of patients that were residing at the state insane asylums in Lincoln and Norfolk. Hastings was declared a good location, and so in 1887, the state legislature granted $75,000 for the building of the state association and state insane asylum. The first patients were brought to the hospital for the incurably insane on August 1st of 1889. 44 patients were transported from Lincoln to the new permanent residence in Hastings. At this time, the purpose of the institution was to house, to attempt to treat, those patients who had been deemed to be incurably insane. However, conceptions of insanity in the late 1800s were very different from what they are today. Cases of insanity were examined individually and relied heavily on cultural factors such as morally ideals. The diagnosis of insanity could apply to individuals who were homeless, in poverty, physically disabled, troublesome to their families. And in fact, in Illinois, it was legal for husbands to commit their wives if the head of the institution agreed. So you see, it was a vastly different perspective from what we think of today. Around 1895, concern began to arise concerning the name of the facility. The facility's superintendent, Dr. Johnson, expressed that he thought it was unfair to the patients to be called the incurably insane. Some patients at the facility could understand the meaning of the name and the implication that they would never be released. This was damaging to patient morale, which lowered their quality of life. Dr. Johnson began calling the asylum for the chronically insane, and the name stuck. Although the name has changed, the purpose of the institution remained the same. The state legislature of 1905 changed the name again to the Nebraska State Hospital. The name of the facility, as solely for the chronically insane, was phased out, according with the name change. It now served as a hospital for all classes of insane patients in the state. In 1915, the legislature renamed it again and called it the Ingleside Hospital for the Insane. In the 1930s, it became the Hastings State Hospital and renamed with the final name in the 1970s when it was called the Hastings Regional Center, which still holds true. The regional center continued to grow, and then it shrank in size as its purpose and the need changed over time. It started with one of two buildings back in 1888, sitting on 630 acres of land. Expansions were added to the existing buildings, and new facilities were built in 1891, 97, 1902, 1910, and then again in 1914. In the 1905, a farm cottage and two greenhouses were built. In 1914, they added a dairy barn, still standing, for 66 cows. Patients would work in the greenhouses, the gardens, and the dairy barn as a mode of occupational therapy. The food they produced would be used by the residents at the facility. And in 1939, more than 2,000 people were consuming those items in some way each day. The center developed an advanced irrigation system to assist with the ventures. The center also had its own power plant, electric lights, its own train depot, its own waterworks system. At its height, it was practically a city into itself. In 1938, a Dr. J.C. Nielsen became superintendent of the center and began to introduce some more modes of occupational therapy to accomplish and to accompany the farm work being done. Dr. Nielsen seemed to take a community approach to running the center. During his tenure, the families of the employees could live on the grounds. This made a special impact on the children of the employees, who were able to interact closely with patients and staff. And from a young age, many of these children were exposed to the reality of mental illness. They were not only very well educated on the topic, but they viewed their parents as normal acquaintances against whom they carried no stereotypes. By 1987, the patient numbers at the center declined to the extent that 40 acres were allotted to the minimum security prison rather than a part of the center. Then in 2000, the old Ingleside Railroad Depot and a portion of the farmland were sold. The center also added and removed programming in order to compensate for changing patient needs over time. The focus of the center shifted from permanent residents to the meaning of a more temporary inpatient programs. For example, in 1948, an alcoholic treatment center was added. And then a more recent history, a unit was added for the developmentally disabled in 2004. And now presently, the Hastings Regional Center just serves as a residential juvenile clinical dependency treatment facility. This moment in time has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. Next time on Moments in Time, we will look at an eyewitness account of what it was like to work at the Ingleside Regional Center back in the 50s. I would invite you to listen, to learn, and to please consider joining our society in order that we might preserve the history of our county. You can also visit the website, AdamsHistory.org. And so, this is Les Harms, inviting you to tune in on the second and the fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.